Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He and Alford both there on
goodness.
The stop.
Yeah,
and they fumble the ball. It's loose on the ground. Atlanta scoops it up, and that is D. Alford. Kamara and Shuck never quite completed the exchange, and Atlanta's got a break early. D. Alford scoops up the loose change on the Kamara fumble.
It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. We are live from the Browngrass Charity Golf Classic. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan, this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Of course, we got to talk Falcons. We'll get to the life of Squid. But it's gotten very crowded up here at Eagle Watch.
I know. I'm really upset because I probably should have put my name down the stretch zone wait list, and now things are starting to get – it wasn't really a concern 10 minutes ago, and now it's starting to amp up, and I'm like, dude, I might be like 10th in line.
Will
I might be too late.
Will you be able to – if because I have a feeling they would let you cut in line, but would your conscience allow you to do that?
No, probably
Mike,
not.
You're
I'm a rule follower.
Follower.
Oh, I would love follower. To see him cut in line because he would never hear the end of it.
well, that's true too, but yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Mr. Rule Follower over here, and also, you know, second guesser and shamer. I'm really disappointed.
What can I say,
in
man,
you.
You live with a guilty conscience.
I'm really
I don't know
no,
what to
I'm really
you.
Disappointed in how you've treated me the last couple of days.
Dang,
trying to shame me for everything I do and don't do, like I'm a problem.
That's me.
I mean,
sounds like a Morgan Wallen song.
Yeah. Basically, what she just said is wah.
Hey, my mechanic's here.
So we are up at the Browngrass Charity Golf Classic. You guys are teeing off at what time again?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. All right. And you're in the foursome together. Who are you playing with?
Foursome.
We are playing with two listeners named Justin DelMarco and Blake Dameron, who I saw.
There you go.
So, yeah, we're excited to play with them.
And
so I'm looking forward to it.
I do see that you already have your beverage, Bo. Mike, you were scouting out something before. Where's your Bloody Mary?
Yeah, I was going to get a Bloody. I asked our partner, Justin, if he would get me one, and I see him on the stretch table. So it seems like he took a left turn when he was supposed to be getting that Bloody Mary.
By the way, the tea gifts, hat, Damn. Shirt, and a flask with the Browngrass Charity Golf Classic.
That's pretty
logo
solid.
On it.
That's very yes. solid, actually.
So make sure you get those. But also, real quick, I'd be remiss if I didn't say you can if you want to be a part of this and you're not going to able to play today. You can go look at the auctions and you can be a part of that. You can win an auction. There's courtside hall tickets. There's an AJ Terrell autographed helmet, Drake London autographed jersey. There's dates for golf tournaments that are golf foursomes. You can purchase.
Foursome.
There's like an Eric Church ticket package or something. So go to the 92.9 The Game events website, click on the events page, and you'll see the link. Boom. And you can be a part of this.
I know Mike's going to bid on the Eric Church ticket package.
I was just thinking, I think that's in May. I can make it.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Absolutely.
Big fan.
All right. Well, yes, 92.9thegame.com to get involved with all of this. But, of course, we got to talk about that win yesterday. It was a little bit melancholy going into New Orleans with all the injury news last week. Kirk Cousins was thrust back into the spotlight as starting QB. Drake London taken out. And so everyone was a little unsure what was going to happen this weekend. But yesterday, it ended 24-10, Falcons on top.
A comfortable win in a season or a couple seasons of uncomfortable wins and losses along the way. I can't say enough about the defense. I think that Arch Bo did a good job bringing that up to Arch and Divine Diablo, the pass rushers. You also just heard the clip of D. Alford. He's talking about injuries last week. Billy Bowman going down. D. Alford stepping back into that nickel role. He's been invaluable and a guy that was not well liked by a lot of Atlanta Falcons fans a year ago with some of the performances he had, but really has made a couple of huge plays and has been invaluable to this defense so far this year. So I don't know what to make of it in the long term. I'm not even going to try to decipher that, but I'm just going to enjoy a victory Monday and move on from there.
You mentioned Divine Diablo, and we got a lot of interaction over the weekend. Nate Landman signed an extension with L.A., and he's played well. And, you know, I think there's a couple of things to be taken out of that. The fact that he was injured a lot last year, which I think led to a little bit of his play. But also people were like, oh, I see, we let him go, and look how good he is. Somebody just hit me up on Twitter, and it was a whole conversation, and was like, Jamie Brown on Twitter, and said, hey, is Diablo that much of a game changer? I think he is since he's been in Atlanta. It's weird that he couldn't make it in Vegas. The reason Divine Diablo doesn't good in Vegas is very much the reason why at times Nate Landman looked slow, out of position, and not very good here last year. Guys, defensive scheme means a ton. And Divine Diablo is literally the if Jeff Ulbrich went into a lab and built a linebacker to play that position in his system, it's Divine Diablo.
For sure.
Nate Landman is playing with a bigger defensive line, bigger edge players up front. They're different in a lot of ways in L.A., and he fits the scheme of what they want to do, and he's excelling.
Yeah.
It's no secret.
It also it bears mentioning, too, that when you leave a place that you've been for a long time, and I had this conversation, Joe Hawley, one of my good buddies, played center here. He ended up signing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he was drafted to Atlanta, played in Atlanta 4 or 5 years, goes to Tampa Bay with Dirk Cutter, plays down there for a couple of seasons. His way of thinking down there was very interesting to me because I played my entire career in Atlanta. And he was like, it's weird when you step into another situation that all of a sudden you become a veteran leader, even if that's not what you were because of the place you got drafted. In Atlanta, you were always known as the rookie that came in, the young guy, the young guy, the young guy. Nate Landman leaves Atlanta. He goes to L.A. and all of a sudden immediately is wearing a Captain C on his chest because he is known as a veteran free agent signee, not a rookie and undrafted free agent and all this other stuff. He is held to a higher standard. He holds more value, and he's given the Captain C on his chest and really fits in with that locker room and that defensive scheme. So I think it's a great point, and I'm happy for him, but I'm also very happy with what we've got in Divine Diablo and what he has meant to the scheme that we are employing here.
Yeah, there's no looking back and saying, oh, man, wish we had him here. No, I'm perfectly happy with Caden Ellis and Divine Diablo, and I'm really happy for a really good dude and a guy that it's working out for him,
yep.
And Nate Landman. Little Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic today as we were out here for the third annual. And this is cool because you know what? I don't do this a lot, but I'm going to take this moment to pat myself on the back.
I was going to do it before the end of the show, but – you just decided to do it 4 minutes early.
Well, you know what? You had 3 hours, brother.
I didn't want you to gloat for 3 hours, so I was like, I'm going to wait till the very end.
Well, this is a really cool thing because this was kind of a thing Dave Ashburn wanted to get off the ground. And I said, hey, let's go to my golf course and let's see what they'll do. And we created this, and then it kind of a little bit fell in me. And now people are like, hey, when's your golf tournament? I'm like, well, it's the station's golf tournament. I just facilitate it.
I've never heard you say that.
But it's right. It's great because we do a really good job. It's all for charity. And we, you know, I want to thank all our partners, you know, Finley Roofing, Window Nation, Batteries Plus, McDonald's, Twin Peaks, Chattanooga Whiskey. I think, what is it? There's a tequila company we have out here. We have Joe's Automotive. My mechanic showed up. And by the way, he played professional golf. So he was on the Hooters tour for a while, so he might be someone to be looking for the title in the end.
Goes back to Ali's question. What's the goal today? I'm not going to win.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have fun.
But, like, this is a really cool event. I appreciate everybody.
You did nice work, man. Nice work. Seriously. So it's really cool.
We've been able to raise, if we hit our goal today, which we're very close to, we will have raised probably right at a little bit over $100,000, and it all goes for Pets for Vets,
which is huge. I mean, charity is so amazing. They help our nation's heroes get paired up with these dogs to truly, truly help them. And it's just amazing to see this many. This doesn't happen. This many smiles before 9 a.m. on a Monday.
Yeah,
people are having a good time.
Yeah,
it's true.
Oh, the Echo Park Speedway pace car is rolling by,
and We've kind of fallen into the perfect weekend here, being on the Monday of Thanksgiving. It happened just kind of dumbly because we're like, oh, that's the Falcons' bye week, right? We'll do it here. And then last year it worked out, and now I was like, no, let's not move it, because I think it works out for a lot of people to make it happen.
Dumbly is a good word.
But anyways.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to what happened with the Giants. I do not know what happened at the end of this game in regulation, because I saw the Giants with the ball in the red area with like 2 or 3 minutes left. And the next thing I know, the Lions have the football and they're driving for the game-time field goal. So I'm just really confused, and apparently Malik Neighbors was as well. Although I can tweet that I was confused. Maybe Malik Neighbors shouldn't have. And I quote, or in quote, sometimes I think they be the letter, making us lose on purpose. Because it's no way, bro, you throw the ball instead of running it to make them burn 2 timeouts. Then you don't kick the field goal. Then they have to go down and score. Football common sense. Am I missing something? He deleted this, I believe, Instagram post. No, I don't know what you're missing, Malik. You're pretty spot on there.
Yeah.
I agree. We even saw it play out in our game yesterday, and a lot of people were upset about, oh, well, Raheem Morris, time management. But you have the football, you run 3 times, and you're going to kick a field goal. For some reason, the clock stopped, and the play clock did not, I don't think, even fully reset to 40. It felt like it got a 25. It ran down. He got a leg game. Raheem Morris was livid, but they, instead of kicking the field goal, they punt. It would have been malpractice to me if they had kicked that field goal, Mike.
Yeah, I completely agree.
You don't need the points. You're up by 2 touchdowns. You don't need the points. The last thing you want to do is give them a short field in a situation where you're going to play loose defense.
I couldn't agree with you more. As good as I did feel about Zane Gonzalez yesterday, no need to put him in that kind of a situation where you're asking him to do more than he's capable of.
When do we talk about Zane Gonzalez? Hear me out. I've got a kicker standing in front of me right now in
specialist.
Drew Butler. But when do we give Zane Gonzalez credit because he's came off the streak and he had a 57-yarder yesterday. And he's knock on wood, he's been perfect so far.
I don't know. What is he, our fourth or fifth kicker the last 2 years? I'm going to wait just a little bit.
Well, technically, yeah, the injury is your fourth, but
Riley Patterson.
Yeah, that's yeah, that's.
I'll wait just a little bit.
Man, I wish I had Zane Gonzalez last year in that game.
Touche.
Anyways, but look, we're happy. Good win for us, and the Giants' problems are the Giants' problems.
I think you're really missing the point of this story is don't post on social media when you're feeling a little emotional about something, right? Especially if you're a professional athlete.
Yeah, there's a couple people I know that could live by that.
There's a three-step process in there somewhere. Just pause, take a breath, put the phone away.
Wait 24 hours. Yeah. See if you still feel that way. Yeah. Well, that is going to do it for us. These guys got to get out and start golfing. For Mike, Bo, Bubby, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
think twice before you click post.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.